From the Emory Wheel, I'm Kira Barish.
And I'm Titi Nguyen. This is Wheel Talk.
Election day for the midterms fast approaches, with the highly competitive Georgia governors and Senate races being top of mind for Emory students. In particular, students involved in voting rights organizations, affinity groups, and political clubs are fired up for the upcoming races.
Eva Reutberg, news editor, explored the new Emory Students Vote Coalition formed in late September 2022. ESV is a nonpartisan coalition of nine organizations focused on mobilizing better voting for students. The coalition hosted a Party to the Polls event on October 28th to celebrate early voting.
L. Dooley. I am the immortal spirit of Emory and the Lord of Misrule. There is no power higher than myself on this campus, despite what some administrators may think. We gather here today for National Early Vote Day. Your student leaders have organized this event to promote the ever-important civic duty of voicing your political opinions. At Emory, we aim to teach our students not only the wonders of academia, but we challenge you to both find and project your voices into the world.
Several leaders from the organizations in the coalition spoke to the crowd, rallying them to go get out there and vote.
These speakers included DJ La Bonita, Anhui Do of the APIDAA, or Asian Pacific Islander Desi American Activists, Mike of the Emory Votes Initiative, Lydia, an associate of the Emory Votes team, Marjorie Pock of the Emory Votes Initiative, Carly Colin of Fair Fight U, and Phoebe Taiwo of the NAACP, or the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
That you vote, okay? So when I say I care, and you say we vote, I care.
We vote.
All right.
Let me see y'all care.
See, let's go.
My name is Anhui, and I'm the Chief of Staff of Emory of PETA, which stands for the Asian Pacific Islander Desi American Activists. So voting is the first step in realizing systemic political change in order for to progress and empower our communities. So we cannot take for granted our right to vote. It is equally as important that we aid our communities in realizing their political power. Asian American immigrants, especially our elders, often lack the language capabilities to understand and access accurate election information. So I implore everyone here to make a meaningful change where you can, whether that be volunteering at the polls, driving people to the polls, or signing up for canvassing in different neighborhoods. But yeah, thank you guys so much, and let's vote!
Just glad to be here, everybody, on behalf of the Emory Votes Initiative. And we're going to put a little chant together. When I say let's go, you say vote. Let's go,
vote.
Let's go,
vote.
All right, let's do it, y'all. Everybody stay.
Let's try this again. How are y'all doing today?
Woo!
Let's please, first, before I start talking, let's give a round of applause to Emory Votes team.
Woo!
But if you can, if you are able, if you have your cell phone with you, if you can pull out your cell phones, all right, pull up your cell phones. And I want you to find two people who you know who did not early vote and send them a text right now. Don't forget to vote. Yes, because we need all the numbers. And I hope that as you're doing this, that you do this again every other day. Every vote counts. Thank you all so much.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody. I'm Marjorie Pock. I teach linguistics here in the college, and I'm also working for the Emory Votes Initiative. We're really, really on your side trying to get students, staff, faculty, everybody here in a position where they can cast their votes easily. One more thing I want to encourage you after you're done voting, go over and pay our Muscogee Nation visitors a visit. This is all about, you know, if you're voting in Georgia, you are becoming part of a community here in Georgia, and that is part of our community. So please make the effort to learn a little bit about that history and get involved in this community in other ways too down the road. Really want to help you work on that. So thank you all so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
We also just wanted to add that it's so amazing that you all are here today, but we also encourage you to please spread the message to your friends, your family as well, to go out and vote, because on the individual level, voting makes a huge difference, but it's even more impactful as a collective. So thank you, and let's go vote.
Woo! Woo!
Everybody, I'm Phoebe and I'm the Vice President of NAACP. I'm so excited to see all of you here at this event, Party to the Polls. EVI, APEDA, FFU, and NAACP have been working hard to put this event on, and it's amazing that we have been able to bring this voting initiative over to Emory. Our voices as young people have such an important impact, and I'm so excited to see us all get over to the polls and engage in our civic duty to vote. So yay, we're excited.
The Emory Student Voting Coalition is made up of 9 organizations: Fair Fight U, Asian Pacific Islander Desi American Activists, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Emory Climate Coalition, Young Democrats of Emory, the Filipino Student Association, Planned Parenthood Generation Action, the Omicron Xi Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and the Mu Alpha Chapter of the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity.
The organizations decided to join together when Fair Fight U reached out to other organizations regarding forming a coalition.
Fair Fight U University reached out to APEA just to do some, initially just to do some collaborations regarding, just GLTB, get off the phone, and just trying to collaborate with also the Emory Votes Initiative, just to ensure that we were doing things regarding with voter registration, ensuring that the Emory student body was well informed about the upcoming elections and the candidates for election as well. So it all just started off of our collaboration with Fair Fight University, and then the exec board on Fair Fight reached out to APEDA as well as NAACP to start up Emory Students Vote Coalition. We think that the biggest barrier from voting is primarily the amount of work and one, having to attend class on election day, and that not being an official university holiday. Just us having assigned work that students have to do around that period of election day. So hopefully through the creation of the Emory Students Vote Coalition that we can be able to push for an election day of action in which we can encourage faculty to be more flexible regarding attendance policies as well as with assigning work on those days to ensure that students are able to turn out the vote. In addition to that, I think that the Emory Students Vote Coalition can also take a direction into highlighting voter disenfranchisement within our local state community as well as our country, talking about how the prison system specifically disenfranchises voters and how that in a racial context specifically targets Black and brown communities.
Carly Colon, president of Fair Fight U at Emory, talked about the importance of having Election Day not as a day off, but as a day on.
Basically, it's the idea that there aren't classes on election day, but the expectation is you're doing something to serve the community. That could be voting, that could be engaging in community service, etc.
Members of the coalition addressed why they think voting is important for young people, and Emory students in particular. Carly Colon and members of the Black Men's Initiative and the Brotherhood of Afrocentric Men, or BAM, Tyler Martinez and John Jakevs shared their thoughts.
I think our vote ultimately is our voice. Our vote is how we advocate for who we want to see in office and what policies we want to see advanced, and that's how we can make change. And
the younger kind of way you said about the younger generation starting to take change, but I also feel starting young is important so that once you get to that older age and stuff, what's expected of you to vote, you know what you're doing and you have that experience.
With the election looming over Georgia and only days until results, these campus organizations hope that students use their power and voice to vote. By forming a nonpartisan coalition, they can attract students from all different backgrounds and encourage various communities to mobilize for this election. We'll see how successful they turn out to be.
Keep up with Wheel content at emorywheel.com to stay up to date on Georgia's elections and their effects on Emory's campus. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Wheel Talk. And don't forget to tune into the Emory Wheel's other two podcasts, Within the Margins and Clifton Culture. All Wheel podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share our podcasts.